Hello, my young people, my young adults, my teenagers, and my elderly, and my adult. You know, I thank God because today is February the 5th, 2020, and this is a wonderful, beautiful day. My message is about we are responsible for the decisions we make. Okay. This song that I'm getting ready to sing is Encourage My Soul and Let Us Journey On. Though the night is dark and I am far from home, thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know all these songs that I sing on my podcast, I learned them when I was a young adult under the leadership of Bishop Noah Nothing. Pastor Reddy, the Church of the Kingdom of God. These are the songs that we used to sing when I was a young adult myself. Though I strayed away quite a few times, backslid. But I tell you, I learned today, no matter how much you backslid or turn away from God, God never turns away from you. He is always there. And I'm just learning that. I've always thought I was alone and by myself. But I'm learning now, no matter what come up against me, who come up against me, I know my Father loves me, and He's going to always be there for me. He's going to take care of me, and so He'll do the same for you. Okay, my first scripture is Psalms 51, 1 through 6, and it says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me from hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Okay, say prayer. The sixth verse is my favorite verse. And it says, behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a type of person. I love deep truth. I love something that get to the root of things. I love word, and I love ministers that don't, it's not surface ministry, not compromise ministry, but deep truth ministry that calls you to draw you to change. And see, that's who I am. I'm a person that drawing you young people to change, because you don't have to wait till you get 50 and 60 years old like me, you know, to learn truth. You can learn it while you grow. And I thank you, Lord. Whatever decisions we make, we get the results of it. Whether it's good or bad. We don't like to. The prices that we do have when we do bad things, But we must, because there is a lesson in it. Okay, yes, we make wrongful decisions sometimes. But let me tell you something. You can learn from that wrong decision. Because if you learn from it, you can turn from it. And that the scripture that says, commit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Oh, yes, that's also as a lesson, you know, because we all learn from each other. We learn. If we be attentive and hear what the Spirit is saying to us. But if we don't learn, we would always go back over the same thing again and again and again until we learn a lesson out of it. Until we learn a lesson out of it. Once we learn that lesson out of it, then we can go on to the next step. Whether it's a good lesson or a bad lesson, we can always learn. When we kill someone, we will die as well. If you kill somebody with a weapon or a gun, oh, you're going to get killed too. With a weapon or a gun, you're going to die. Because it says if you hate your brother or your sister, you're already dead. You're already a murderer. But you can't hate nobody. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated. Whether they do it or not, you still got to do it. And you got to learn lessons, whether it's a good lesson or a bad lesson, so you can go to the next phase in life. Whether it is with a weapon or with your tongue. Remember, words can kill. Thoughts can kill. Okay, I remember that. I remember this old saying they used to say all the time. Sticks and stone may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Oh, that's a liar. Don't even talk about that kind of stuff. Oh, words hurt people. Oh, yes, it does. Words hurt people. And the way you treat a person, that hurts them too, as well. You know, you got to treat people right. If you want to get treated right, you got to treat others right. You know, because whatever seed you sow to somebody else, that seed coming back to you. They say, whatsoever things you sow, you shall also reap it. It's going to come back to you. Not the same person, but it's going to come back to you. And it ain't going to come like you gave it. It's going to come much harder and much difficult than what you gave. Okay, remember, words can kill. Thoughts can kill. Watch your motives behind what you do wrong or right. You could do the right thing, but if your motive is because, okay, I'm going to do this right because I'm going to get so and so and so, and I'm going to get this and that, you know? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Watch your motives. Watch your motives. Because, let me tell you something, motives could kill too now because it say, love is an action word, and that's the truth. It's an action word. You can tell me you love me all day long, but if you treat me differently, oh, I know you don't love me. That's good, because actions speak louder than words. And now that's a true sin. Actions do speak louder than words. I've always felt like I was an action person and like see action. And the way you act, that's the way I see you. You know, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. But I tell you what, I learn from it. I learn. Okay, the next scripture is 1 Peter 5:7. And it says, that's not 5:7. Yeah, it is. 1 Peter 5:7. Hold up. I'm coming. I'm so sorry. I always try to have my little verse, you know, my pages and stuff ready so I don't have to be doing all this. But I don't know what happened to my page. Okay, 5:7. Okay. And it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. I'm telling you, I'm learning that. I'm casting all my cares before God because he cares for me. He really cares. He always have cared for me. You know, a lot of times people don't care. you know, and how they do you, what is saying, what they do. But I know my Father cares a lot for me, and he cares for you as well. Now, I'm going to give you a story about the prodigal son. I'm not going to explain it to you as I go, okay? And it's Luke 18:1-8, and it says, "And I spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint." And that's the truth. That's the truth. I'm learning how to do that so more often, to pray. Pray is like talking to the Lord, just like you talk to an individual. You could talk to the Lord like that too, because he hears and he answers, and he's a confidential person. You know, he ain't gonna tell nobody else. So, you know, you can talk to God like you talk to anybody else. "Saying, there it was a city, a judge which he feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, but yet, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming and weary me." Okay. when God see that, we're constantly presenting what we need to present before him, even our problems, our situations, and our circumstances. Oh, man, he's going to avenge us. He's going to avenge us. He's going to avenge us. And you see this man, he said he didn't fear God, and he didn't fear man either. But he had to humble himself and recognize this woman need help. And he reached right out and helped him. So it don't matter how hard a person, hard a person's heart is, or how they stiff neck and stuff, God can soften that heart and be a blessing to you in the midst of your circumstances. So don't give up. Don't give in. Because God is able. He is able. I was going to say the prodigal son, but I think that story is just as good. Because, listen, I know sometimes we go through so much sometimes, and it burden weighs us down, but yet do not give up. Talk to the Lord. Let him know what's going on. And he will, in his word, show you in his word that there is an escape for everything you go through, because he put no more on us than we can bear. So remember, watch your decision. Now, my poem, I usually do a poem after every one. So my poem is, "We are people of success. When the Lord is in your life, he gives you his best. We can do nothing of ourselves. Come on, take that Bible off the shelves. Let the word cleanse you within and without. Let the word of encouragement plow out your mouth with a shout, bursting all over with joy. The things of God we will explore. Thank you for your life within. I now know that you are my friend." 1 Corinthians 2:10 say, "Therefore are the things revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit which seeketh all things, even the deep things of God." And I thank you, Lord, for the deep things of God, because God knows everything. Nothing is new under the sun. Not a thing. It may look new, it may feel new, but it ain't new. It ain't new. It was way back before we was even created. Maybe in the time of Abraham now. You know, because, you know, even though these computers and stuff, they sound new, I believe they were always here. People had them in their mind because God gives people ideas and creation and creatability. God gives everybody that. And I thank God that which he has created and renewed in me. Oh my God, I am so bursting ready for the world to see what God's knowledge has given me. Because if it changed me, I know it'll change others. And I thank you and those that listen to my podcast, I really appreciate you. You know, because I want you to be blessed with the word of God. I want you to be prosperous with the word of God. And I want you to change your life from sin and death to life eternal. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is Deborah, the honeybee. God bless you.